And just deep inhale and deep exhale. One more time, deep inhale, reach through the fingers. And deep exhale. And come to hands and knees. Settle into cat-cow, lengthening and rounding the spine with the breath. See if you can bring a bit more tension to the upper body, kind of how you roll and lift out of the shoulders. And then bring the spine to neutral. Slightly tuck the tailbone under so you got the core engaged. Move the left hand a little bit more to the center line and then reach the right arm up, out to the side and then up. And then exhale, thread it under like you thread the needle, but then you inhale, reach right back out. Movement, exhale, sweep it under. Inhale, reach it out. Feel how you're using the leg muscles to pin down and stabilize the position of the hips. And then you're literally spiraling out of the core. The shoulder is kind of lining up with however much you can spiral in the core, right? Just do a couple more sets just to feel for that. And then the next time you go exhale, you can settle in there, leave the left arm under, reach the right arm forward. And I prefer to take my forehead to the floor because that way I can square the chest a bit. I get a little more stretchiness, but you might not feel it the same way. So just literally search for the stretchy part and then breathe into it. Right? More deep inhale and deep exhale. And using legs and core, come back to center. Set the hands. Walk that right hand a bit more to center so when you reach the left arm to the side and up, it feels more stable. And then sweep it under on the exhale and stay fluid, inhaling and exhaling, moving. But understand the movement. Where do you have to engage? Where do you have to move? How can the breath help with this? And then the next time you exhale, you stay low, reach the right arm forward, get into that little bit of stretchy business. Breathe. Deep inhale and exhale. And come back to hands and knees. Walk the hands underneath the shoulders. Make sure you're lifting out of the shoulders. Tuck your toes under and lift the knees just an inch off the floor. Now make sure you're lifting out of the shoulders and you also tuck the tailbone under. So now you can connect with the inner thighs and the core. And though this is a lot of holding, try to not hold the breath. So the fluidity of the breath is representing the ease of the mind. And if the pose gets hard, you just kind of breathe a little deeper into it. Make sure you're not clenching the jaw. That doesn't help you stay up here. Take one more breath. And then exhale back to downward facing dog. Walk the dog out, bend one knee, bend the other knee. Enjoy the length that you're creating in the body. Right? Enjoying the length that you're creating in the body. Inhale the right leg up. Rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. Inhale, straighten the leg. Step it through runner's lunge. Draw the chest forward, inhale. Straighten the front knee to your ability as you exhale. Inhale, shift forward. And straighten and back. Inhale, shift forward. Straighten and back. Inhale, shift forward. Send your hands. Take it back to three-legged dog. Rotate the hip open again. Bend the upper knee. Inhale, straighten the leg. Exhale, release it down. Inhale, left leg up. Rotate the hip open. Bend the upper knee. Inhale, straighten the leg. Step it through runner's lunge. Draw the chest forward, right thigh is strong. Straighten the front knee to your ability as you bow. Inhale, shift forward. And straighten and bow. Inhale, shift forward. Straighten and bow. One more time, inhale, shift forward. Straighten and bow. And then shift forward, set the hands down. Take the left leg back, three-legged dog. Rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. Inhale, straighten the leg. Exhale, release it down. Walk your feet forward. Let the knees be slightly bent. Interlace the fingers behind the lower back. Rinse out your shoulders. Can have the feet actually quite wide apart. Keeping the elbows straight. Inhale to flat spine here. It's still interlaced behind the lower back. And then flat spine stays. Just exhale, rotate over to the right. And then inhale to center. Exhale, rotate to the left. Inhale to center. Exhale, twist to the right. Inhale, center, twist to the left. Inhale, center, now release the arms down, exhale. Walk the feet to touch. Halfway lift, inhale. And forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And hands to heart. Connect to the heart. Try to soften the shoulders. Take a deep inhale. Inhale, reach up. And bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Plank pose as you exhale. And then in plank, you take one more breath. Chaturanga or lower all the way down. Cobra or upward dog. And downward facing dog. Deep inhale. Let out a sigh. Ha. Deep inhale. Deep exhale. Lift your heels, bend the knees, step or float to the top. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And hands to heart. Inhale, reach up. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale, chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. So today I want to work a little bit on the upper body, on the shoulder, chest, upper back. Okay. And sensations in that area of our body could be caused by either too much strength or too little strength, too much sitting, or maybe carrying small children, right? So forward, extension kind of things. But it's also can be very much where we hold our stress, our emotions. So we'll see. We'll combine a little bit of everything just to see if you can find more space. Step or float to the top. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And hands to heart. Inhale, reach up. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Release the right forearm down. But lift out of that shoulder so you're not collapsing into it. And now reach the left hand forward till you observe that the left arm is completely straight. But you're still gripping with the left hand. The left hand is on the floor. It's kind of like a half down dog, half dolphin. Okay? Now inhale the left leg up. And keep that left leg wicked strong so you can kind of like open up the toes, the ball of the foot, and you're reaching through the left hand. If you could imagine that you're inhaling, you're sucking energy and breath in through the left hand, sending it through the whole torso and all the way through that left leg. Now keep lifting out of the right shoulder. Do not bend the leg. Just rotate the hip open. So kind of spiral. Notice if you just bend the upper knee. When I said do not bend the upper knee, keep the legs straight. So you're lifting out of everything. The energy that you're feeling is that you're expanding in every which direction possible. Now, don't give up on that. Just bend the upper knee on top of that, right? So you're still expanding out of everything. Inhale, straighten the leg. And now release it down. Release both forearms down. And think about maybe walking the forearms a little more underneath you so you can engage the chest muscles, but you're still lifting out of your shoulders, right? So now we're working a little bit on strength just to see, you know, how strength working out. If it's too much, it's, you know, you can come and relax. Just make sure you don't tell yourself that it's too much and then it turns out it wasn't all that much to begin with. Breathe. Walk your feet back, forearm plank. Yes, you have all the right to put your knees down, but do you really have to put your knees down? Lift out of the shoulders, squeeze your thighs. The legs work here. Tuck the tailbone under. Inhale, look forward. And then look at your belly button, round your spine a little bit. Inhale, lengthen forward. Exhale, round and pull the belly in. Inhale, lengthen forward. Exhale, round. Two more times because you can. Inhale, try not to lift the booty. Exhale. Inhale, don't clench your jaw. Exhale. You do can smile. Inhale, and now slowly lower all the way down to the belly. Sweep your arms back. Interlace the fingers behind the lower back. Straighten the elbows. Squeeze the thighs. Lift up. So locust. Elbows straight, knuckles to the back. Now hang your head, tuck your chin, and see if you can feel just a tender, gentle stretch for the trapezoids, for the back of the neck. Maybe as you're tucking your chin still, but you can kind of rock your head side to side to feel out that extra stretchy. And then gently release back down. Set your hands in chaturanga and then plank pose as you inhale. Downward facing dog as you exhale. Let's release the left forearm down and reach the right arm forward. So half dolphin, half down dog. And then lift the right leg up. Everything on the right side is long and strong, long and strong. You're lifting out of both shoulders and both legs are equally squeezing, right? So right thigh, left thigh, working equally. Keep the leg straight, rotate the hip open, and try to expand in every direction. As if I'm holding your foot and pulling it, and then someone is holding your hand and pulling it the other way. Keep that sensation as you bend the upper knee. Inhale, straighten the leg. Exhale, release it down. A fantastic opportunity for one more dolphin. Don't let it go by. Breathe, lift out of the shoulders. Okay, so now both forearms are on the floor. You can have your knees bent, lift out of your shoulders. Just three times. And we're going to do this just three times. You're going to take your little tiny nosy-bosy, gingerly place it between your thumbs on the floor, just a little bit, maybe just hovering it, and then press back to dolphin. That was one. Two more times. Shifting forward, very tenderly touch, and press back. One more time, shifting forward. Tenderly touch, press back. And then do it one more time, but this time you can go belly flop all the way down in a quiet sort of way. Sweep your arms back. Now interlace the fingers the unhabitual way. Straighten the elbows, lift up. Squeeze the legs. And try to squeeze the legs while touching the knees together. Breathe. Now can you pull the pit of the belly up and in? And softly release back down. Through chaturanga, there comes the plank. And then downward facing dog. Step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And hands to heart. And then chair pose. We're gonna do a little vocalization because often emotions get stuck in a throat because there are things we shouldn't say. You know, some people out there need to learn that there are things you shouldn't say, right? It's better to go home and do a lion if you had to hold it in. All right, take a big breath, sweep the arms back, exhale. Inhale, you're still in chair and bend your elbows and inhale, exhale, inhale, inhale, exhale, inhale one more time, inhale and a bow forward, exhale, halfway lift, inhale, chaturanga, exhale. Inhale, upward dog, inhale, downward dog, exhale, right leg up, inhale, knee to nose, inhale the leg up, right knee, right elbow, inhale the leg up, right knee, left elbow, inhale the leg up. Step it through warrior one, inhale, rise up. And warrior two. Reverse the warrior, inhale. Exhale to a one-legged plank, your right leg stays up. And then what I want you to observe here, can you straighten the right leg and touch the knees together? And now see if you can get the inner thigh to start corkscrewing up towards the ceiling. Not by opening the hip, by closing the hip. Feel that muscle, feel that muscle. You could stay here, insert a push-up, and then I'll see you back up in three-legged dog, right leg to the sky. Step the right foot through, crescent lunge. Inhale, rise up. So the back heel presses high, but it's a really functional crescent lunge. Right? And we're going to do the same thing here as we did in the chair. Take a breath in here. You stay in crescent lunge. Chest forward, arms back. Sweeping. Exhale. Inhale, reach up. Now bend both elbows and the back knee. Ha. Inhale, reach. Exhale, sweep. Inhale, reach. Inhale, exhale. Inhale one more time, let it go. Ha. Inhale, reach, hold, hands to heart. And now, staying nice and strong in the legs. Don't put the left elbow on the right knee, just go an inch above it. So yeah, we're rotating our crescent lunge, but we're not gonna go for that comfortable friction. We are gonna find out where the power of the rotation comes from. And I feel it a lot in my inner thighs, right? Breathing there, breathing, breathing, breathing. Now you can hug the elbow. And instead, you learned just previously that the rotation comes from the core. So use the friction to get into extension, to get the chest more forward, to squeeze the left leg more. And you're still utilizing the core to rotate. Open up the arms. Let the breath be steady. Let's take that lower hand on the inside. Lower hand on the inside. If you need to take both hands down to take a block, and if you haven't had a block yet, I'm getting it as fast as I can. Take the lower hand on the inside on a block. And actually, I prefer the highest setting on a block. Even if you think you're the strongest person in the world, just entertain me, would you? Okay. Now, here is what we're gonna do here. Gonna discover the functionality of your legs. So the lower hand is on a block, it's on the highest setting. And just for a second, you're gonna lift an inch away. And now twist a little more. The block is always there if you need to go back there for a second, but maybe not, right? And then use your core, bring yourself all the way up. Take the right hand, make a fist, support the lower back, square the chest forward, reach, 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 up, up, up you go. With the left arm. And then extend forward again. Let's go back super slowly to that previous position where your left hand is just a little bit above the block. The right arm is reaching up to the sky and you're breathing. And then release down on that block and move the block a foot out to the left. Don't collapse onto it and don't let the hips move. So the hips stabilize where they are and you're pressing up and out of that block. And now find space for the shoulder and the chest and take this upper arm and nice and slowly move it around. And you might discover that your neck is movable, which is quite lovely because moving the neck and the arm together, maybe in a different direction, opens things up differently. And yeah, while at it, while you're basking in the beautiful goodness of stretchiness, your legs are squeezing like heck, right? So there's a little bit of effort and ease going on within the same body. Take one more breath here and then exhale, both hands down, pivot the back heel down, come to a warrior two, breathing. Reverse the warrior, inhale. And side angle, exhale. And now dance your warrior, inhale, reverse, exhale, side angle. Keep the legs completely without motion. They're anchored down. And the core is creating the motion. The arms are free, the shoulders are free, the shoulders are supple, right? The breath is supple. And then make eye contact with your friendly block. The next time you go down towards side angle, grab your block on the highest setting and place it behind your foot. And I'm gonna go through the same anchoring analysis. Legs are strong, hips stay. You're not collapsing into your block, but pushing up and away from it to kind of lean back and take circles with the upper arm. And it's your discovery. I have no idea what your neck is going through, right? It's very different if you just finished a backpacking trip versus you're breastfeeding. I mean, it's two opposite directions. It doesn't make one better and the other worse, right? We can all agree on that. It's just we'll have a different sensation in the neck. So find that place where you can breathe into it. And yeah, your legs are still not moving. You're just gonna anchor down into them. Come to a warrior two, and now you hold your warrior two. In your imagination, you place your hands onto really soft little pillows. And the second that you raise your shoulders up, you're going to remind yourself to relax the shoulders down. Maybe breathe a little deeper. Maybe breathe a heck of a lot deeper. Inhale, reverse the warrior. Exhale, your hand down to grab the block. Inhale, reverse the warrior with the block in your right hand. And then move into half moon with the block in front of you. And even if you have the world's perfect half moon, I want you to take it with the block on a highest setting. And press up and away from that block. So you start feeling that this is an extension. This is not a forward fold. This is all an extension. And now see if you can lift yourself up and away from the block just an inch, which will require you to go even higher up. Breathing. Square your hips. Take both hands to the block. And the block is a good foot and a half, 2 feet in front of you. Take it centered. If you have to release your leg down, that's fine, right? But we're going to go for a supported one-legged. Well, it's kind of like a supported airplane. So you're using the block on a highest setting to push up and away from it. It's a flat spine. You're extending your left leg back, left hip down. Try to spiral inner thigh up. And now bend the standing knee and take your arms back to airplane. Breathing, 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 breathing. Inhale, come up to standing. Extend the arms forward. Extend the legs forward. And then cross the ankle. Sit into a one-legged chair. Take a big breath here. And just because Karina made me do this 3 times, I'm going to make her do it 3 times. Inhale, reach up, extend the leg forward, go back to airplane. Karma of the world. Inhale, come up, extend the leg forward, one-legged chair. You just have one more round, and then we're just going to, you know, rendezvous in one-legged chair, which is a pretty good idea at this point, right? But this is good. I'm reading this just lovely book on being mortal. And it's not a happy topic, but everybody goes through it. It's on death and dying in medical setting. And the number one reason why we kind of, you know, fade as we age is because we fall. We lose our stability in our joints. So you might hate this right now. But just keep doing it a little bit every day, and I think it's a very worthwhile sensation to get friendly with. Sit a little deeper into it. So yeah, I also know that I got an ankle. I know that some muscle is engaged about my shin bone, but that's a great thing to know. I got them, got my strength. And slowly come up, release the left foot down and pick up that right one because you really need to, right? And then take it into dancer, stretch it out. Breathe, celebrate it. Stability is actually such a huge problem that often with elderly medicine, they even ignore things like heart problems and cancer because the stability is actually a bigger problem at the end. Right. So slowly, slowly release the foot, and then take the feet wide, sit into a Malasana squat, which should also be right about now, not a bad idea. So take a moment to actually appreciate the counter poses, right? They're not just a way out, they're also a way in, breath, steadiness. See if you can create a little more space lifting the chest up. Deep inhale and deep exhale. Deep inhale. Deep exhale. Set your hands down and do a crow or fake a crow. It doesn't matter, but go through the motions of what it takes to be a crow. So you set the hands down, bend the elbows, put the knees on the triceps, and try to get the feet to touch in midair. And if you are flying your crow, see if you can straighten the elbows just a little bit more. And if your crow is not flying yet, don't worry about it. It really doesn't matter for happiness in life, but it's important to look forward. So you might be concerned about lifting your feet, but don't look at it. Look forward, look forward, look forward, look forward, look forward. Keep looking forward, keep looking forward, keep looking forward. And then I'll see you in Chaturanga, up and down dog, or Kralasana. Eventually back in downward facing dog, where you get to explore your legs, you get to explore your breath, feeling your shoulders, breathing through your shoulders. So come forward to plank pose and then release all the way down. And now take your hands in line with the shoulders, and I prefer them an upper arm bone distance away from my shoulders, but you might want to go closer. Again, listen to your body and actually recognize what you're doing. Squeeze your legs, inhale, press up, and then on the exhale, you let the left shoulder go down as you twist over to the right side. Inhale, press to center, and then twist, let the right shoulder go down as you look over to the left. And it's a very tender and very lovely way of stretching the front of the rotator cuff. Do you feel what you're doing? So you're not smashing into it. You're using your arm muscles to stabilize, your abdominals to create the movement. But you can twist into that supple, cute sensation that's really lovely. Okay. Now we're going to add to it. We're going to make it a crawling lizard. So when you look over to the right and the left shoulder is down, you're going to take the right knee and squeeze it against the right elbow. The left leg stays super strong and straight. And then you take the leg back. And when you pivot over to the left side, the left knee goes against the left elbow. And keep going. Don't go fast. Go wicked slow, to a point where you could write a 10-page paper on all the muscles and all the sensations involved with this movement. And I was an art history major, so I actually know how to stretch something out to 10 pages. But what the beauty about that is that because it takes acute awareness and a way of like knowing what is happening, and it gets hard. I know it gets hard, so keep going, because you might have something more to write, and since it's 10 pages are due, it's good to have more material, right? So just keep going. Do one more, and then softly with gratitude, release back down. Ha. Press back to child's pose, and imagine that your breath, your lungs all of a sudden did something really magical, right? And we just won't tell your physician. They moved into your lower back. And when you take a breath, literally your lungs are exploding and pressing the tissue of the low back and the muscles away. So see if you can sense that a couple of times as you're breathing. One more breath. And downward facing dog. So how's this dog feeling right now? It's a very unique dog. It's happening right now. So how's it feeling? Inhale, left leg up. Knee to nose. Exhale. Inhale, extend. Left knee, left elbow. Inhale, extend, left knee, right elbow. Inhale, extend, step it through, warrior one. So you lift with your legs. Open warrior two. Reverse the warrior, inhale. Exhale to one-legged plank. And I want you to ask the question in your one-legged plank as the left leg is up. Can you feel that the inner thighs are really strong and they're extended and working, right? So knees touch. And usually I feel my inner thighs better if I just move the left hip a half a millimeter down, spiraling the inner thigh up with that direction. Maybe you insert a push-up. Maybe you're like, yeah, no push-up for me, thank you. And then three-legged dog, right leg, press it back through the inner thigh. And then step through crescent lunge. Now that same pesky inner thigh is gonna hold that crescent lunge up, right? But now we're gonna express how we feel with a couple of lions first. Inhale, chest forward, arms back, exhale. Inhale, reach up, elbows bend, then back knee bends, and you just let it go. Inhale, reach, exhale, press. Inhale, reach, and lion. Ha. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, and lion. Ha. Inhale, reach up, find your solidity, hands to heart. And then take the left, right elbow right on top of the left knee without putting it there. So feel where that rotation is coming from. Try to breathe while you're rotating. So you're not trying to do something so hard that you literally take away the life force, right? Your breath keeps you alive. Notice when you're trying to do something without any breath. Now hook the elbow there. But use the friction coefficient to create more length, not rotation. Create more length and sensation and breath. And then open up your arms. Look for your block. Take the block on the inside on the highest setting. And I like that highest setting because that encourages you to press up. So you're not collapsing forward. It really make sure that you're using your core muscles here. And then try to float the hand just a little bit away. And then bring your torso upright but rotated. So left arm back, right arm forward. You make a fist with the left hand. Re-square the chest forward as you take the right arm up. And you breathe length into that whole frontal body. From abdominals, hip flexors, to armpit, chest, all of that stuff. One more breath here. And then very slowly go back to that previous position. Even if that block seems very attractive, just resist it. You know, it's good to practice occasionally resisting. And now take your block. Now take it really wide. Move the block, maybe possibly even off your mat to the right, but your hips haven't moved. You're using this triangular position to move the chest up and create a slight backward bend, but it's more like a chest opener. And then you move the upper arm around and you move the neck around. So you're exploring ease. Because a lot of times we think, oh, I need to open up my shoulder, but you know what? It's your chest muscle. And it comes from too much typing or lifting or simply just stress or sadness. So use this also as an expression to create freedom. Right, maybe of tender, warm rain that's coming down on you. So just kind of get into metaphors that help you kind of release the tension. Do one more little circle. And now you have to get back into your legs because you're in an offset position and you don't want to pull your back. So come more center line or take both hands down and then come to warrior two. Feel the legs. The legs haven't moved in a long time, right? Reverse the warrior, inhale. And side angle, exhale. And move along with that. So the legs represent stability. The core is your powerhouse. And I want you to feel the shoulders and the upper body as a symbolism for freedom. From motion, for breath. It's like air, quality of air. Going a couple of times. And then we're going to go back to that side angle. Look for your block, and you take the block on a highest setting behind the front foot, using the legs to anchor down the hips. So the legs from waist down, you haven't moved. You're moving the block and pressing up and out of it to create an openness. And then you do the same exploration. Does it feel better when you tuck your chin and reach back? Or does it feel better when you hang your arm in a 45 degree forward, right? I don't know, but you do. If you're not just moving through the motion, if you're actually feeling it, you know what you're doing. Breathe into it. One more circle or whatever you're up to. Bring anchoring back into the legs. Just take that block along for the ride. Lift it up and reverse the warrior, reaching up. And however many steps it takes, you go skippity, skippity, half moon. The block has to go a torso distance ahead of the standing foot. So that's a good, 2 feet, something like that. Okay, maybe a foot and a half. You would be really tall if that would be a 2 feet, right? You're extending and lifting and breathing. And then practice your core strength. Can you lift up and away from the block? So since we're starting from the highest setting of the block, you have to almost do a side crunch here, which is lovely. It's awesome. It's scrumptious. Leave the leg up. Take both hands to the block. And the block is still about a foot and a half in front of you. Both hands on top of it. And then you push forward. You maybe even look forward, like you want to like blow a kiss because you are so grateful that I make you stand on one leg for so long. Breathing. Bend the standing knee so you can safely take your arms back and then use your tush to press to airplane. Breathe. You do your best not to put the right foot down, but hey, if it happens, it's no big deal. Inhale, come up, extend the right leg forward, reach the arms up, and then cross the right ankle across. Take the hands to the hips, sit into the chair pose. And then fluid movement to stabilize the joints, to bring strength. You come back up, you reach up, right leg extends, exhale back to airplane. And you do two more sets, and at the end of your second set, you can enjoy the standing one-legged chair. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be wobbly, right? But those are the little muscles that are going to save us as we age. So just keep them strong, give them lots of love. Let them burn a little bit. Don't look for the exit because you don't get stronger unless you push through a little bit of discomfort, which is not the same as a Charlie horse, right? If you're getting a cramp, you want to shake that out. So one-legged chair when you're ready. Feels like you guys want to do this side longer than the other side. I'm cool with that. Hang into the one-legged chair. You can use your block for stability. If the floor is really far away, that happens, right? Mm-hmm. Make a sound if you feel like you're becoming a pressure cooker. Learning to release stress. The only way you can release stress is if you actually recognize that you created it. And then come on up to standing, release both feet down, and then take the opposite leg towards Natarajasana. I'm looking at you guys, and there were some disagreements of which side we did. So do the side that you need to stretch out. Dancer pose. Yeah, it should be the left leg. But unless you did things backwards, in which case I respect. Breathe. Are you still breathing or are you creating pressure? So you're also stretching the chest here. This is not all about the legs. And then slowly release both feet, go down. Feel that you got 2 feet. Take your hands to your heart and try to soften like compassion and appreciation, ease. Inhale, reach up. And bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Walk back to plank pose. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. And downward facing dog. Inhale the right leg up. Rotate the hip open. Bend the upper knee. Inhale, straighten the leg. Exhale, step it through. Release the left knee down. Inhale, reach up. If you have a sensitive left knee, just pat it with a little towel. And I want you to look at your front knee. Make sure that it is in 90 degrees, right? And then the two thigh bones are 90 degrees to each other. And now ask yourself the question, can you activate, you can even touch yourself, can you activate the thigh muscles, the inner thigh and the hamstrings? So you can, we're gonna do camel, Ustrasana this way, but you can only go up so much that part of your brain is still checking in to make sure that the legs are engaged. If you find yourself, you support your lower back, you take the chest up, you pull the shoulders down, right? And if you find yourself that you just kind of went so far back that now you're literally hanging on your lower back because your legs are no longer gripping, then you're gonna tell yourself, oh dear self, why are you doing that? That causes harm. So where is that balance? You're still breathing, so you're not creating a pressure cooker. This is not a life and death situation. It's kind of a life situation. So you wanna enhance it and breathe. And now some of you can tuck the back toes under and reach the left hand down for the heel and reach the right arm up. But I made sure all of you have a lovely block. So if that's too much, if you go, yeah, that is a great idea, Dora, except that my heels are really far away. There's a good in-betweener when you take the block on a highest setting beside the back ankle, and then it's a little easier to lean onto it, but you don't want to collapse onto it. You want to push up the chest and still emphasize leg strength as you're opening the chest and the shoulders. And now use your leg muscles, squeeze yourself back up, and straighten the front knee just to your ability as you stretch your hamstrings. Breathe. And I have really tight lats. So I love this stretch, but for some of you, it will be like, yeah, I'm not feeling anything, so I don't know what you're talking about, and that's okay. So in Ardha Hanuman, in your half splits, you're going to take the left hand and grab the outer edge of your right foot, and I need to bend my elbow, my left elbow, and then pull the left hip back to create a stretch in the upper back on the left side. If you're enjoying that, great. If you're like trying to figure it out and you're not feeling it, that's okay. Maybe you're really open there. Or maybe you just haven't figured it out. In either case, it's fine, right? You gave it a try. Take one more breath there. And then let's shift forward to runner's lunge. Set your hands down and try to pick up that right foot without that shh sound. Take it back to plank. And chaturanga. Upward facing dog. And downward facing dog. Inhale the left leg up. Rotate the hip open. Bend the upper knee. Inhale, straighten the leg. Exhale, step it through. Right knee goes down. And reach up. So before you go back for your camel with this half-legged camel position, make sure you feel the legs. The legs support your hips and your low back. And you keep checking back to make sure that the legs support you. Take the hands to the lower back. Lift chest up, shoulders down. So it is an abdominal and chest opener, way more than a back bend. And then you find that depth that you can actually still support with your legs. So can you take the right hand back for the heel, or do you need to take the right hand back to a block? Or maybe you just don't take the hand away from the low back because it's much more safe and sound for you to do it that way. And you're still breathing. Cannot exist without oxygen. So you initiate takeoff via the legs, not the neck. That's a whiplash. Legs, squeeze abs, and then you straighten the front knee to your ability. Send your hips back and send your attention, your awareness to the back of the left leg as you're stretching those muscles. The knee never has to straighten in your whole life. It's perfectly fine. The knee has to support you, your life, right? It doesn't have to be straight. And you don't have to reach uber flexibility. If you want to stretch the upper back on a right side, you take the right hand and grab the outer edge of the left foot and wiggle around till you find the stretch. For me, that's pulling back the right hip while bending the right elbow and pulling the chest forward. So I'm kind of self-tractioning here. You find your own special happy place. Couple more breath cycles. And then shift forward. Instead of stepping back from runner's lunge, come to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. And forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up and enjoy this extension and length. Create a little more of it, some breath. And hands to heart. Chair pose. Make eye contact with your block. Make sure it's somewhere close to you. And then sit lower and lower and lower. Eventually, you go to your tush. Reach for the back of the thighs. And recline back to your back. Take the block with you. So you go back with your block. Hug your knees in. Do a little happy baby. Just because you can't ever do enough of happy baby, it's lovely, right? And then we're going to take bridge with block underneath the low back. So either on the medium setting on the, or the highest setting. The high setting with the block could be tricky. So make sure that you're not crushing the lumbar spine. It's going to really depend on your unique, beautiful anatomy. So you first try the low setting and you're like, yeah, I think I go higher. Then go for the higher setting. And see if you can rotate the palm up and carry that rotation all the way through the arm bones. Till you start feeling that the rotator cuff is pulling back, the shoulder blades, the scapula is pulling under, and you can actually start inhaling the chest to expand back. Notice if that causes you to raise your shoulders. Try to always try to move the shoulders down, shoulder blades down. And we're gonna make sure that this block is in a happy place. And then take one leg up, and then the other leg up. So we all take Viparita Korani. It has to go there, now under your tailbone, under your tailbone. Not under the butt, right there, lower down, all the way down, all the way down, both legs up. Yeah, and you're still rotating the palms up, the arm bone to open up the chest muscle. And this should feel lovely. If it's not balanced, that's because the block is not in a happy place, right? You gotta find the happy spot with the block. And you just really open with the breath, really open in the chest, allowing the energy of the legs to drain, maybe even recognizing the freedom that you can find in the legs here. Letting them be light and easy. And then bend both knees, put the feet back down, lift your hips up, take the block out of the way. Hug your knees into your chest. And then rock and roll up to a seat where you're gonna take the block and position the block on the floor so that it's gonna go under the scapula, the shoulder blade. So not the low back, and not right under the shoulder blade, like the wing bones where you can squeeze a pencil between those bones. That's where the block goes. Don't use the highest setting because that's unless you're Cirque du Soleil, it doesn't work. And you're gonna allow the head to go back. If this causes discomfort for your head, either place another block under the head or a towel or something that raises your neck slightly. And do the same arm position. So you're gonna turn the palm up, rotate the arm bones till you start finding that that actually governs the chest muscles. And then take in that position a couple of snow angels. And the goal of your snow angel is to find the tightest spot in the upper pectoral, upper chest muscle area, and then hang out. Just pause where it's super tight and try to relax and breathe into it. All right, so opening. We naturally are a little closed in the chest because you have your mouth, your nose, and your eyes and your face. And that face is forward. And that means your arms are there to help you things in a forward direction, which is a great thing, except over time, it causes a lot of compression and shortening. You just want to breathe some space into that. Letting it be. Maybe a couple more breath cycles. And there is not an elegant way out of this, only a safe way. So make sure you don't jerk yourself up. You just kind of wiggle to a side or engage the legs and the core. Move the block out of the way. Let the outside world be. Release back down. Hug your knees to your chest. Maybe roll a little bit on your low back. Breathing. And then let's take our abdominal rotation. So take both knees to the right, arms out to letter T, gaze to the left. And yes, I know we used to call that spinal rotation. I will no longer do that. Because I don't want you to search for that sensation where you're crushing your back. I want you to search for the sensation where you're stretching the abs and the torso and the chest. And you're just letting it have space. Letting it have space. And then twist over to the other side. Use your abs. And then once you have touched down with the legs, you can let the abs go to explore the extension of the abdominal muscles. Right? Creating space. One more breath here. And then use your abs, come back to center and release the legs down to the floor, one leg at a time. Keep that arm position where you're emphasizing the openness for the chest muscles. And then recognize that the earth is supporting you. You have to do literally absolutely nothing to enjoy this. The earth is supporting you. The world might be a little chaotic, but it only becomes annoying if you engage with the chaos. You can just focus on gravity.
softness in the face. And then take a deep, deep inhale. Hold it in, hold it in, hold it in. And let it go. Move fingers and toes. And then curl over to a side. Eventually come to a seat. Just make sure there's no whiplash to your sitting up, right? There's no right method, just safe method. Find a nice seated position. Hands to heart. Take a deep inhale. Thank you so much for giving me the gift of teaching. I can only teach if I have students. Peace be with you. Namaste. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
You can discipline the dogs any way you want on your way up.